Traffic jams trapped evacuees across the state for hours Thursday, but FHP chief spokesman Captain Jeffrey Basanthi says his agency has enough personnel to do its job.
Well, we have over 1,700 troopers staffed, so like I said, all personnel, you know, office personnel are out of the office, days off are canceled, and we're working 12-hour shifts. We want to ensure that we have maximum staffing and that we're out there, you know, trying to assist the public to get to where they're going safely.
More than 900 troopers resigned or retired since 2010, about half the workforce. And FHP reported 240 vacancies this spring. Starting troopers make just $34,000 a year, well below neighboring states. Florida PBA Executive Director Matt Puckett is confident FHP can handle Irma, but he says it shouldn't take a killer storm to remind lawmakers how much their work is needed.
It's a shame that it took a storm like this to maybe get people to focus on it, but we'll take the focus, and hopefully in the aftermath, we can start rebuilding the FHP like it needs to be.
Governor Rick Scott is recommending a $30 million appropriation for law enforcement, and Puckett hopes to convince the legislature to use some of it to create a step pay plan for the highway patrol. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.